today.
Tycoon gets 50 years behind bars for the latest Ponzi fraud that was uncovered. Boy, these Ponzi schemes are on the rise. How long has this? Well, it's been going on forever, but how long has it been since you were duped? How about that? Be careful, you know, the man and his money. You know how that saying goes. Be careful with that. Kate Delaney hanging with you as we swing into yet another weekend here on America Tonight. Coming up at the end of the hour, our cheap movie review. Just a handful of movies are out. You might be interested in one or two of them or none of them. You might be a Redbox person. You ever hear of the Redbox? It costs you like a buck. You go to a convenience store, maybe your supermarket. They have pretty good first-run flicks out for very cheap. I'm sure that people in Hollywood, I don't understand that, how the Redbox operates without others wanting to get rid of the Redbox, like Netflix and other people that charge much more than they do. But, you know, you still have to get up and you have to go get it. And the whole idea, I guess, of other companies is that they mail it right to your door so you never have to leave your recliner. On a more serious note, sadly in West Virginia, not great news to report. When I say not great news, the crews were pumping more nitrogen into the mine, and the idea was that they would be able to go back in and try to look for the four men. They can survive for 4 days on what they would have picked up, the food and the water, and who knows if they're alive. They do know they went into the chamber and picked the stuff up, but that doesn't tell much more than that, the rest of the story. In the meantime, you have 25 men who were killed in the deadliest mine accident in 2 decades. Remember, 2006 was awful, the Sago mine, and here we go again. And a lot of the safety things that were put into play after that mine and that explosion didn't, you know, fell short. It didn't, some of the reforms that happened didn't help for what happened with the methane gas and all the violations that the Massey Energy Company had and that they were sitting on. But the key thing for the people in that area, I believe, is that they want to know the news of the last four. Now that everybody's identified, they know who the four are, and they haven't really been able, they thought they were going to be able to go in yesterday, but they haven't been able to go back into the mine. And when it's all said and done, these funerals are over, the investigations continue, there's a good chance they could shut that mine down. Tiger Woods in Augusta, big, big story. And he performed. he did. He's in the money. He's on the leaderboard. Not leading the tournament. Fred Couples at 50 years old is doing that, but it's just one day, and he's 6 under. But Tiger Woods is 4 under. Had a couple of birdies, had a couple of eagles, had a couple of bogeys, and it all worked out in his return to the Masters. People on the grounds were excited and yelled some positive things in his direction. They were doing that during the practice rounds. But in the sky, there were some banners that flew overhead that had some nasty digs at Tiger Woods. They couldn't patrol the skies. So Augusta, they might have a lot of money and power, but they can't control the skies above. Let's go to Stu in Kentucky. He's our leadoff man this hour. Hey, Stu.
Hey, good morning. Hey, Kate, first of all, Atlanta Airport does suck, because anytime you fly at Lexington, 90% of the time you fly into Atlanta to change planes.
I don't like it.
I must look like a terrorist or something, I don't know, because they always hit me up for the search, man. I don't know what it is. It's like they pick me out, and I've got to take off my shoes, and they've got to check me and wand me and do this and do that. I don't think I look like a terrorist, but I think I do.
You don't sound like one to me, so I'm just assuming you don't look that way either.
No, I don't. No, I'm much too good looking to be a terrorist.
There you go.
And cigarettes, what were you saying? They're going to raise them again? Like, I'm a smoker, God forbid. My wife and kids yell at me all the time. My Reds are $4.50. I just bought it back today, $4.59 a pack.
Wow.
And let me tell you, I have tried. I mean, it's just, it, it takes some strong willpower. I quit for like 7-8 weeks last year, and I was with some buddies of mine. We just standing around shooting the BS. They were smoking cigarettes, and I bummed a couple here and there, and it was back on, man.
It's, you know, they say it's the hardest thing to quit. You can name all the addictions, booze and drugs and everything else, but they say that it really gets a hold of you, the nicotine.
I did a lot of business with a guy in Florida, South Florida, and several years back. And when he was younger, I guess he was on all kinds of drugs before he got straightened out. And I'll never forget, we were sitting there talking one time. We used to have this little tavern, have a couple drinks. I was having a couple drinks. He didn't even drink anymore, but, you know, we'd go to dinner together, you know, and have a few drinks. I would anyway. And we were talking, and Glenn said, I'll never forget it. He said, you know, he said, I've done crack, heroin, cocaine. He said, I've done every drug there is known to man. He said, I was an addict. He said, I was an all-out addict. And he said, I quit everything. And he said, there was nothing harder and nothing that I still don't crave like I do cigarettes.
Wow.
He said, I have no cravings for any of the other stuff, but cigarettes I still crave. And, you know, I don't know if they put something in there. I don't know all that, but I've quit several times. And it's hell. I'm telling you something. My kids and wife will tell you, man, you'd have to steer clear because I'm grumpy and it's the toughest thing I've ever done. That's a fact. I mean.
Yeah, so they don't want you to, they want you to quit in one sense, but they don't want you to quit because of what they have to endure.
Right. I mean, you know, I try to, I get so cramped because I get tired. I guess they call it, you know, withdrawal. And you get tired, you're cranky all the time, and, you know, I'm chewing gum all the time. One time I said, I'm spending $5 a day in chewing gum. My wife said, well, you're smoking $10 a day in cigarettes, so what makes a difference?
There you go. Touché.
And it's a bad. And like I said, you know, I went and had 2 stints put in again last year.
Ooh.
Man, smoking's bad. And it's just, God, I tell you what, if I could see the guy that gave my first cigarette today, I'd punch him in the face.
Oh, yeah, that's what it started.
I'd thrill him in a heartbeat, man.
Mm-hmm. But,
I just want to tell you, Atlanta Airport sucks. Like I said, we always fly. Anywhere you leave from Lexington, you know, Lexington's a smaller airport. So a lot of times we get the, you fly into, and if you go somewhere, you fly out to Atlanta, then board a big plane and go wherever. And then when you come back, usually you fly into Atlanta, get off the big plane, get back on the small plane, and fly back to Lexington. And, man, Atlanta, it's always delayed. They never have their crap in order. It's miserable. Have you ever been in there?
I have. I said it just a couple of times. Luckily, that's it. Yeah, and it,
one
and
cool
I was delayed.
Part about Atlanta is they build a part of their runway now. They have a runway that runs across Interstate 75.
Mm-hmm. I know. That's cool.
And that is cool to see a plane going overhead. You're like, what the hell is he doing?
Yeah.
Well, you know, so that was it, Kate.
It's cool to see it. Have a good weekend.
Thanks. You did the same.
They do that in Dallas, too. You go over a street. It's really wild. And I think there's a couple places where some of the runways or one of the runways at airports go over a bridge or go over streets. It's crazy. The first time you see it, it seems like you're not supposed to be there. Coming up on the flip side, all kinds of surprises and odds and ends.
How would you like to own a pair of the most unique gloves in the world? Call right now at 877-552-5206. The only glove that improves your grip and is so touch sensitive it feels like you have nothing on. Call right now at 877-552-5206. MaxFit Gloves by O'Neill Innovations introduces a new scientific breakthrough on thin glove technology with a glove that is so unique, we are offering this limited radio promotion a $40 value for four pairs of the famous Max Fit gloves for only $19.95. That's right, four pairs of Max Fit gloves, but you gotta act right now. 877-552-5206. For more information, go to maxfitgloves.com. That's maxfitgloves.com. Or call right now at 877-552-5206 for this limited radio promotion.
Make sure.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Oh, my sinuses! They feel like they'll explode!
Sinus pressure, sinus headaches that keep you up at night. You've struggled for years. You've tried everything to get relief, but your sinus distress just keeps coming back and robbing you of the healthy life you deserve. Sound familiar? Well, you're not alone. Statistics show that 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress. Fact is, 67 products merely treat the symptoms and don't get to the cause of your sinus problem. Now there's a solution that's safe and doctor-recommended. SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray. It's the only patent-protected nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of your sinusitis. No alcohol, no rebound congestion, no drug interactions, and easy to use. Don't go another day just treating symptoms. Take control of your sinus health now and get SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray and get the relief you deserve. Go to buysinofresh.com. That's B-U-Y, sinofresh.com. Or call 888-906-3636. Breathe easy. Breathe free. Get SinoFresh today. It works.
Just walk away, pretending everything's okay, and you don't care about me. And I know it's just no use.
They do care about him, though, Tiger Woods. At the Masters, huge story, and it's going to be a huge story all the way through. He'll make the cut, and we'll see how it's played out in the end. Right now, it's Fred Couples, the 50-year-old, who leads the charge at the Masters at 6-under. But this is just one round. And then you have Choi and Mickelson, who are tied for second. Tom Watson, another oldie but a goodie, 5-under, and Westwood 5-under. I don't want to get into too deep into golf for all of you who say, who cares? I don't care. But Tiger Woods, he was good too. 4-under. Had a couple of, I mentioned this already, had a couple of bogeys, so that's not good. But then he bounced back with some birdies and some eagles. And nobody's bugging him on the grounds, and I don't believe that that's a surprise. So his wife nowhere to be found, by the way. I'm sure she's not, hasn't gone to this, which only makes sense. Why would she want to go and have to endure whatever questioning or looks or whatever? So, there was Couples. He's leading it. Like I said, Tom Watson at 6 years old is the oldest player in the Masters. And so far he's in the running too, but boy, they peel away in the next couple of days. There's no doubt about that. I mentioned the iPad. Some of these guys, it would be a drop in the bucket for them to get the iPad. They probably have them or have given them to their kids. But it's only been out, what, a week? Not even a week. 450,000 people already are hooked up with an iPad. Woo! 450,000. I don't know why. I shouldn't be surprised by that. Have you ever heard of second generation? So much better to wait. Don't pay the heavy price. Anytime something in technology-wise comes out, it costs an arm and a leg, you just wait a year later, nothing. Remember, like, stupid things like when the DVD first came out? How much did you pay for a DVD now? Oh, you get it as a song. And it's just, you get it for nothing. Probably you can probably get a DVD that's halfway decent for like $40. $45, no joke. And when it first came out, you certainly couldn't do that. Let's go to Don in Wyoming. Hey, Don.
Hey, Kate, how are you?
I'm good. How about you?
Thanks for always taking my calls. I don't think I've told you things before, so too often. But anyway, hey, was that Chipmunk you just had on in the music in the interlude there?
Was it who?
Chipmunk. Was that Avril Lavigne?
Yeah, it was. You call her Chipmunk. I never heard that nickname for her.
Yeah, when she whines, so some of her songs, man, she sounds like she's like a chipmunk whining or something like that, you know. Elvin and the, you know, their songs, you know, anyway. All right, I don't want your Canadian callers calling me up and ripping on me, because she is a hottie, though. I got to admit that, so.
But, are you talking about Sarah Palin?
No, Avril Lavigne, so she's from Canada, so.
I thought you said one of your Canadian callers was ripping on me, so I thought you were talking about Sarah Palin, because you started a firestorm with your Sarah Palin comments the other night. I got a slew. I mean, I got Glenn Beck-like email from those comments. And poor Pete in Michigan, you riled him up. He called up. You riled him up by those comments.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, you know, she just comes across as, she's a smart person, Kate. She was a governor, for crying out loud. I mean, people don't ask to know what they're doing up there, you know, but she just sometimes comes across as just dingy, you know, and I don't know what it is. So,
here's what you have to know, Don. What is it about? It's about getting the person elected. And I said this, the GOP will always, she's popular with enough people in the right audience, they'll always trot out Palin, just like Bill Clinton, the Democrats, you know, they pull him in the right areas, they'll pull him in. And she's like that. She's one of those people. You either like her or you don't. It's true. And she's bankable for them in some cases.
Yeah. She wasn't bankable for the election, that's for
no,
sure.
No, she wasn't. She wasn't. She was originally, though. Remember when she first came out, she was. And you know what? Just because it's kind of an aside here, part of the problem with that is I didn't even blame that on Palin. I blame that for the idiots who didn't vet her out correctly, and they didn't also arm her with enough information. You know, it would be like if they plucked you and I sort of out of obscurity and maybe we were in politics, but what you would have to know about the person you're running with, they should have done that, and then maybe it wouldn't have been as bad. I mean, they should have done that before that whole thing happened when she jumped on the McCain ticket.
Well, you said it yesterday, Kate. I thought when they picked McCain, we just lost. Because the Republicans just weren't going to win. I mean, I actually blame Hannity for a lot of that crap that's gone, because, you know, he had that anti-Hillary Clinton thing going on, and you know, as far as we know, you know, how close it was in the Democrat, you know, in the election there, that Obama just barely won it over Clinton, and makes you wonder if he'd laid off of Hillary, maybe she would have won the election, and at least she's more center, she's the most far left-wing wacko. I mean, Bill, her husband, you know, he was a left center guy, you know, and
but she's more center. I agree, she's more a centrist.
You know, and so I'm just kind of, you know, I mean, if he'd left her alone, maybe she would have. You know, every day he's ripping on her, and next thing you know, she loses the the DNC election, and the Democratic, you know, goes to Obama, and now we've got a left wing communist in the presidency. But you know, anyway, oh man, did I just call President of the United States communist and government takeover?
There should be a knock at your door.
Hey, by the way, now, last night I was talking about how, you know, maybe this sex problem with Tiger was, you know, wouldn't it be bizarre if all of a sudden we found out that he was on steroids at one time? I mean, do they even test golfers? Because, you know, there's that big question, are golfers athletes, you know, because these guys don't even look like they work up a sweat. Although I will tell you, kid, I'm not a golfer. I did go golfing a couple of times, and I'm telling you, I walked 9 holes, and that was tiring. You know, you walk 18 holes, and that, you know, I admit you got to be in shape to do it, but
Yeah, but here's the problem. Most of them don't. I mean, the professionals do, but most people don't walk. They're all in a cart. That's the problem why it's not great exercise for the regular American, but for the golfers it is. And then to answer your question, they don't check them for steroids, but they're talking about coming up with a policy for the PGA Tour, but they don't do it right now.
Yeah, and so it just kind of makes you wonder, if he had, because like I said, just learning from past people that have been on this stuff that it drives the testosterone level up high and, they're constantly wanting sex, and it just makes me kind of wonder, and then, of course, people would be back sitting there going, well, was he cheating to be on steroids or it would just taint the whole thing. I don't think we'll ever find out if he was or wasn't, but not like we did with all the baseball players. But anyway, we'll see what he does. Hopefully, they're talking like this was a momentous occasion today that Tiger was back. Oh, he was back because he saved the sport, for crying out loud. I mean, it's interesting. Before him, you got to admit, Kate, I mean, if you listed the sports, golf was probably 8th, 9th, or 10th down there, I mean, in order as to popularity. And
sure.
And now it's like, ESPN and all the other sports networks, they put golf right up there with all the other sports, and it's just as, I wouldn't say it's as popular as the NFL or NASCAR, but it's up there, and with him gone, it took a major dive, hey, one last thing, real quick. Obama flew over there to Prague and he signed this treaty I'm going to give him one this time, Kate, because, people realize, how many missiles have we got right now? I mean, and we're talking about cutting it down to about 1,500 apiece. So we've got 2,400 nuclear missiles. You don't just stick those things in the ground and let them sit there. They require maintenance constantly,
mm-hmm.
It's a big price tag. It's a big part of the, the Air Force's defense budget to, SATCOM to keep those things ready. And so by reducing this amount, I mean, is 1,500 enough to wipe out the whole planet? I think it is. Nuclear missiles, or 3,000 if you count the Russians along with ours. And so maybe this is a good thing, that they've done, and in the sense that, the biggest question, the biggest fear, of course, and I heard a guy who's a defense expert the other day, and he said, we live in so much more danger right now than we ever did in the Cold War, The Cold War was a bunch of, was two guys who had big egos, us, the United States and Russia, picking their noses at each other, but neither of us was ever going to fire a shot at each other, Whereas right now, some rogue, wacko, Islamic jihadist gets a hold of one of those and we're in trouble,
And that's the danger, and that's part of the problem maybe with START. They have to be careful about that. I'm mixed. I'm kind of on the fence, shockingly, with that. I'm not so sure about it. Stay with us.
Times are tough, and you got to stretch that dollar. A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at doobleshoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff.
New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more.
All with factory warranties, just like you get from a retail chain, except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions.
You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase.
Doobly will give you an instant $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher, usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world.
Sign up today at doobleshoppers.com.
Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at doobleshoppers.com. That's doobleshoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Hi, I'm Sarah Atkins, inventor of Better Than Rocks, the one-of-a-kind solution to planter drainage. A few years ago, I searched for a lightweight product to put in the bottom of my containers to help with drainage. I found there was nothing on the market, so I decided to develop something myself. The result is Better Than Rocks. It keeps soil in, lets excess water out, and helps oxygen reach the plant's roots by creating an air pocket in the bottom of the planter. This helps the plant absorb nutrients, which is necessary to grow healthy plants. Better Than Rocks is practically weightless, so your containers will be lighter. And it's made of 100% recycled plastic right here in North America. You can reuse it year after year, so it should never end up in a landfill.
I discovered Better Than Rocks last year, and I was happy to find my plants were much healthier, fuller, and the containers were easy to move around.
Ask for Better Than Rocks at your favorite garden center, or visit
betterthanrocks.com.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
The mighty Roman soldier was given a daily ration of fermented fish oil. The stoic Scandinavian Viking had a drum of fermenting cod livers outside the door of his home. And Grandma always had cod liver oil in the cupboard. Today, Green Pasture Products, a family-owned business, provides high-quality, nutrient-dense cod and other fish liver oils made in the same way they've been made throughout history prior to 1850, through fermentation. Cold-fermented cod liver oil from Green Pasture is rich in vitamins A, D, E, K, omega-3, omega-9s, and more. But no man-made nutrients, only what the fish provides. Green Pasture's products are clean, independently tested for impurities, made in the USA, and come in capsules or liquids. Receive a 20% discount off your first order at greenpasture.org and be sure to enter coupon code RADIO at checkout. Hurry, 20% discount only good for a limited time. Call 402-858-4818. That's 402-858-4818 or go to greenpasture.org today.
Coast and everywhere in between here on America Tonight. Just a quick thought. This goes out to our caller Stu in Kentucky, and the rest of you are struggling with smoking. Good thing you're not on subs anywhere. The Navy is nixing smoking on submarines. Yeah. Makes sense because you think about how long they're underwater at times. They're saying smoking and subs just don't mix. It doesn't work. So they're not going to let them below decks with any of the nicotine sticks, effective December 31st. So they have some time to smoke them while they got them. Boy, I think that's going to be tough because, you know, in the military, any form of the military, any of you who have served, you know what I mean. There are people who don't smoke, but it's killing time sometimes, killing time, hanging out. There are 57 subs in the U.S. Navy, about 13,000 sailors on the subs on active duty. And they did a poll to find out how many of them smoke. And the polling showed that up to 40% are smokers. That's almost half. They're going to have to either wean themselves off and they're going to have to, I mean, the Navy's going to have to come up with some kind of smoking cessation programs. You see guys walking around with like 10 patches on them. Ask them if they're in the Navy and that if they're on a sub somewhere. They used to let them smoke in certain areas. They like had smoking areas, but they decided it was they couldn't do it. I'm surprised that they didn't do it years ago though, just because of the tight quarters. If anyone's ever been on a submarine, I was on the Intrepid, which if you ever go to New York City, go to the Intrepid. It's the museum. It is a museum, and it's you go on the aircraft carrier. And it's just unbelievable what you see. You see a Concorde, you go through the planes, you get to go through all these cool planes, and you also get to go on the sub. And you see how, you'd really just see how tight the quarters are. It's the real sub. And I would think that would be tough to share the air with people who smoke, but enough did that, you know, they just dealt with it, but now it's going to be an official deal that no more smoking. So everybody all of a sudden, okay, they hit the shore and they're off. You know, they got a couple of days. They're on leave. Oh, they are smoking up a storm. That's what's going to happen unless they find a way to quit. That's why they had to push it all the way to December, because you certainly can't expect for them to turn that around quickly overnight. We didn't talk about this. I think I did. I think I briefly mentioned it. But lawyers for three teenage girls accused of bullying a 15-year-old girl who committed suicide entered not guilty pleas on their behalf Thursday. It's Ashley, I'll tell you their names, Ashley Lange, Flannery Mullins, and Sharon Vasquez, all just 16 years old, were arraigned, but they didn't appear in court, and they're charged with civil rights violations from resulting in bodily injury, criminal harassment, disturbing a school assembly. Here's what one of the lawyers said.
This chamber has no...
Two misdemeanors, one felony. Violation of civil rights is not an everyday charge. And we're going to have to study it carefully and apply the facts to the law.
Would you care to...
She's pled not guilty today.
And that it's a young person being charged with bullying? What do you mean that you haven't seen anything like
that? I haven't seen anything like that before. I don't know what she's accused of doing or saying. I haven't seen it. Usually there's a package of discovery available to us right after the arraignment for her own reasons. There's going to be a little delay in that, which we've agreed to, and she told us that she will have us that information within the next couple of weeks. Yeah, she's not under arrest, nor will she be arrested. Well, I've seen young people charged with crimes against other young people, assault and batteries and things like that. This is a little unusual factual situation, and I haven't seen anything similar to it in my all-too-long experience. We have three young people who are accused of doing or saying things that cause another young person to harm herself. And that's not something that we often see prosecuted. It's all fact-driven, and I don't know the facts. She seems to be a very typical young woman to me. We've done a little bit of talking to other students and parents and things like that, and she seems to have a fine reputation.
Well, I tell you, you can almost throw those three girls in the dungeon. It's an awful thing, this bullying deal that now is happening. I mean, how many people were bullied when they were kids? I mean, all of us at some point, I would assume, were picked on. But I guess the degree of what happened to this girl who was 15 years old, who came over from Ireland and was going to school there, and the things that they did to her sent her to kill herself. I mean, that's what happened. She couldn't deal with it, and... You know, you could say she was disturbed, and who knew that that would trigger that or whatever the reason would be. But she hung herself. So at the school, they're just at a loss for words as to why this happened. And now you have three girls that are, in fact, facing these charges. And this will be a precedent-setting deal if they're convicted of it. And you heard what I said. The what they're charged with is civil rights violations. The lawyer mentioned that, and that resulting in bodily injury, criminal harassment, disturbing a school assembly, and this will definitely. And one of them was even charged with assault with a dangerous weapon and stalking. So, if they are to be found guilty, this could open the door for other bullying cases down the road, and this seems to be now, it's not a phenomenon, but it seems to be ever growing. Not that it didn't always exist. I mean, if you love the movie Tina Fey did called Mean Girls, that puts it into perspective, and it's the same goes for boys too as well. So I could have thrown them in the dungeon, but instead I've got another candidate for the dungeon. This out of Colorado. I don't know what this guy was thinking, and that qualifies. There's a sheriff's deputy who's been placed on unpaid administrative leave, and what he did was he used a stun gun to shock 30 students at a high school career fair. And what happened was this. The students asked the deputy to shock them. They wanted to know what it felt like. So two were treated for minor burns at a hospital and released. The school superintendent said that she didn't know the stun gun was being used on the students then, and it wasn't an authorized activity for career day at the high school. And the sheriff's people are stunned. They're probably saying, what was he thinking? They say it shouldn't have happened. They didn't release the deputy's name. The case is now in the hands of the district attorney. They're going to decide whether to pursue charges. And I get that the kids were enamored with a stun gun, but the idea that he used the stun gun on them, he could have easily said, you know, kids, I can't really discharge this stun gun on you, so forget it. I'm going to have to pass on that. And that's why we gotta prematurely, I guess, because who knows, he may end up facing charges. We're going to prematurely put him into the dungeon, however, for being dumb.
This chamber has no windows and no doors.
See, this is the thing. The problem was the deputy should have known. I mean, this isn't a toy, like I said. It's a stun gun. You know, hey, the kids wanted to get zapped. They got zapped. So some people are saying, well, what's the big deal? Who cares? Come on, these kids are wimpy, going for minor burns. I mean, yeah, you know, please. The students were stupid for asking to be zapped. But it doesn't matter. I mean, they could have begged and pleaded and everything else. The deputy never should have done that. That's why it's a stun gun. It's a weapon because it can be effective, and it's something that they use out on the streets, not on kids. So he looks as much of an idiot as the kids do. Worse, this could cost him his job. And it depends on the reaction of the parents in the school, frankly. I mean, will they just let it go, and what happens with the district attorney? And yeah, so all of a sudden, his day at career day had a wicked twist, didn't it? Here's not what to do if you, in fact, go into this career and find yourselves in the same position. I mean, it's just so sad. It's sad that he didn't realize what was going to happen, that some of the kids just might really get shocked. That's why we do it in the first place. All right, you know how much I'm crazy for the whole space thing. And I am, and I'm hoping to go to one of the last couple of shuttle launches. But the tough part is, half the time they get scrubbed, so it's hard to plan it out. But this from Cape Canaveral, two astronauts spacewalking outside the International Space Station. That's right, members of the Discovery's visiting crew. They were out there early Friday on the first spacewalk of their mission. Very cool. What they're going to do is remove a new ammonia tank from the shuttle and disconnect the station's old tank that supplied the cooling system. It's going to take, they think, three spacewalks to actually get the whole thing done. They were supposed to do some simple battery work on part of the end of the space station and all that other stuff, but NASA canceled that this week because of the concern that they might get shocked. No battery work. We don't want you to get shocked. We need you to come out of space. So just do the other thing. Get back in and come back home. I'll meet you on the flip side. We have movies.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Did you know that there are tiny hidden radio transmitters, also known as RFID chips, in millions of passports, credit cards, and licenses? In the current state of the economy, it's no surprise that identity theft has increased. With current technology, thieves can purchase a simple device online that allows them to steal your credit card number and other personal information by scanning your wallet or purse. Think of this identity theft device as a garage door opener. You push a button and within a certain distance, your door opens. Thieves get near you, push a button, and these tiny radios give out personal information. Put a stop to identity theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. Here you will find radio-blocking secure sleeves. Simply place your credit cards and passports into these slim, lightweight sleeves, and you will put a stop to anyone trying to collect your private information. For around $5, you will be protected against RFID theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. That's IDStronghold.com. Or call 1-800-610-2770. 1-800-610-2770 today.
Attention landscapers, house painters, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, gutter cleaners, and anyone who has their own home service business. Would you love to build a huge and loyal customer base fast? Well, now you can. Introducing the Magic Yellow Flyer. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. Get new customers and build a solid customer base. Throw away all of the other ineffective and expensive advertising methods. You need the Magic Yellow Flyer. Corporate America is destroying our country, and it's time to rebuild the backbone of America. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Don't have a home business? The Magic Yellow Flyer comes with 15 hot home businesses that you can start at a minimum cost. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. That's MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
My tea's gone cold, I'm wondering why I got out of bed at all. The morning rain clouds up my window, and I can't see at all. And even if I could, it'd all be great. But your picture on my wall, it reminds me that it's not so bad, it's not so bad. I drank too much last night, got bills to pay.
Once again, it's the weekend, and you know what that means. Well, some of you might be taking a break from mowing the lawn or going through the honey-do list or whatever it is that you normally do, to go and catch a movie. I mean, the movies can be ultimately the great escape. And as much as I was mentioning the Red Box, you know, you get a movie for a buck, can't beat that. Boy, that's true, huh? But every once in a while, you might want to get out of the cave. I call it caving it, when you just, you don't want to deal with anything. You just want to crash in your pad, in your house, in your apartment, and whatever. And your underground mansion, whatever, wherever it is you go. So you might want to venture out. And if you venture out, there are a couple of interesting movies. They're a little bit sappy, look to be a little bit sappy, but they're date movies. So you can always score big points, guys, with the ladies if you take them to the right movie. I'm sure you're all skilled in that area. So topping the list in our cheap movie review, when I was in New York a couple of weeks ago, everywhere I turned, whether it was a crazy cab or Times Square or down at the Today Show, NBC, they have a crawl that goes across. There was a movie they were just promoing to death, and the movie was called Date Night. Here is a little bit of a little sneak peek, a little trailer, if you will, of Date Night.
Oh, you just put in your mouth guard. That usually means we're not going to...
Oh.
How lucky can one guy be?
We can still fool around.
Really?
Let me just get my head around it.
Honey, it's fine.
I mean, just some...
Yeah. My wife and I are on a date. We were hoping to get here earlier, actually get a table.
You didn't quite make it, did you?
We'll be standing over there.
Okay, I've already forgotten about you.
All right.
Triple horn, party of two.
Maybe we should go someplace else.
I want tonight to be different.
Triple horn.
We are the triple horns.
Great.
Excuse me, Mr. and Mrs. Triple Horn.
Get up. Now.
Honey?
Get up.
Now. Did you really think you could steal from Joe Mileto? This is just a big misunderstanding. We are Phil and Claire Foster. Hey, God! No, he turned it sideways. Kill shot! That's a kill shot! We are going to die!
I don't want the kids to live with your mother! She's awful!
I think I know someone who could help.
Can't believe out of hundreds of clients, you remember this one guy.
Well, I've always been good with names and faces.
Claire Foster. Hey, hey, man.
I do private security, dealing with rogue governments, black ops.
You are good with your instruments.
This is the NYPD.
Oh my God, that's them. Interception. Honey, move your ass!
We're going to find the triple horns.
What are you doing here?
We didn't have a reservation, so we took yours, and now they think that we're you.
You just took our reservation?
What kind of people are you?
Not a big deal.
They had no idea who they were dealing with.
Honey, if I'm going to get whacked off, what are you smiling about?
No, no, we might get bumped off. We're not going to get whacked off.
I think we are.
All right, it's Tina Fey and Steve Carell, and it looks like it could be pretty funny. It's the whole date night premise. You have kids. You have no time for each other. They go out, and they're in the mean, big, bad city, and crazy things happen to them. It's a chick flick, no question about it. We move from that one to another one called Letters to God, and it's about an 8-year-old boy, his family, and the surrounding area, and how he's hanging in there in his battle against cancer. Here's a little sneak on this one.
Dear God, can you see the stars from heaven? My mom says I'll be sick for a while, but it'll be okay.
Letters to God. This kid on my route is writing these. So what am I supposed to do with these?
It's your journey, Brady.
Everything I touch turns to dust. I can't hold on to anything.
It seems to me that God put these letters in your hands for a reason.
Trust God, Maddie. Whatever his will, Maddie. You know what? I don't agree with his will, Mom.
I'm going back to school today, right?
What do you think, Sam?
I think he's ready.
Nice. Are you on a team?
I haven't played since I got sick. I want to, though.
Thank you for taking some time with Tyler. I really appreciate that.
God, I really just wish my mom would laugh. Could you send someone that can make her happy?
Sometimes I think that gorgeous smile of yours is about the only thing that keeps me going.
When people see how strong and brave you are, it makes them take a look at their own lives.
He took Tyler's letter to God to show me what I wasn't seeing.
Know that God picked you. He picked you to be my mom.
I
I see now that there's more to this life than I could see. You did this. You helped me find the truth.
All in all, God, it was a very good day.
I think you get the gist of this one, and it's actually supposed to have a pretty uplifting ending and theme throughout it. It's going to resonate with some of the younger kids. And we're going to leave you on this one as we glide away from it. It's called Who Do You Love? Perfect for me because the kind of music I like. Muddy Waters, Bo Diddley, Etta James. Check this out.
I had a vision, Phil. What do you think?
This is your vision?
It's a vision of money, my brother. You know what that's going to be? It's going to be a club. The music plays, the people dance. They all get thirsty. They all want booze. We sell them the booze.
Welcome to the Macamba.
Minutes seem like hours, hours seem like days.
Hey, Willie, let me introduce you to my wife. This is Rivetta.
Pleasure to meet you. My name is Willie Dixon.
You can't just go out and make a record. You got to know what you're doing.
That's my special talent. I know what I don't know.
One rule. If you dance to it, you got to hit record.
Friends call me Muddy.
Muddy?
Muddy Waters.
Well, I'm going away to live. Won't be back no more. Going back down south, child.
Hey, record man, what do you think?
Beautiful.
If they depress this one, it doesn't sell. We lose everything.
9 out of 10 records flame out. One hit pay for all the rest of them.
Let's make another one.
Coming out of Chess Records at number 15 with a bullet.
Dick says you're my next headliner.
Why are you doing this for me, Mr. Chess?
I'm betting you make it.
You're a good man, ain't you?
Yeah, I'm a saint.
Does this music make you feel good, Leonard?
It makes me feel good, bad. It doesn't matter. It makes me feel.
You gotta hear this guy. This is something everyone's gonna buy.
What did Dick say?
They dance, you gotta hit.
Chess Records bring you rock and roll's newest sensation, Mr. Bo Diddley.
I use a silver snake for a necktie. I got a brand new house on the roadside, made from a rattlesnake hide. I got a brand new tunnel made on the side, made out of a human skull. Now come on, take a look, walk with me, Arlene, and tell me, who do you love? Say, who do you love? Who do you love? Who do you love?
Sing it like if you don't make this girl, you're gonna die.
You ain't never gonna make it as a Negro.
Nope.
All right, what a way to end that one. I might check that out, giving you a little history of the blues. But either way, I think you can't go wrong probably with one of those three if you were looking for something a little bit uplifting to go and see. If not, hit the red box.